Good morning. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. It is 7:46 and it's a Thursday morning, and it's a special edition of Cinema Chat. I'm Patrick Campion, and sitting to my right, your left as you look at your radio, is Russ Collins, the director of the State and Michigan Theaters. And then a special guest to my left this morning is Leslie Raymond, the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have the Ann Arbor Film Festival coming up next week on Tuesday, and we're going to talk a lot about that. But opening this week, opening today, as a matter of fact, is the Free Film Festival, which is a festival that takes place in Detroit, sponsored by the Detroit Free Press. And it focuses on documentary films about southeastern Michigan in general. Sometimes they expand a little bit outside of that. We have a film that was put together by a Washtenaw County native called Let's Have Some Church, Detroit Style.
Yeah, we had them in here yesterday, and Lisa Berry talked to them last night during All Things Considered. Great stuff there.
Yes, and there's a whole lineup there, so go check that out. That's the 19th through the 22nd, so it's this weekend. You can get more information at freefilmfestival.org. And don't forget, Cinetopia International Film Festival in Ann Arbor, Detroit comes up June 5th through 14th, so there's lots of festival activities, and we're going to talk about the Ann Arbor Film Festival, but let's get the regular films out of the way here. Opening up at the Michigan Theater on the 22nd and 23rd only is She's Beautiful When She's Angry, which is a wonderful documentary about the women's movement, particularly focusing on the 1966 to 1971 period when the movement was really, really getting moving and making huge inroads socially and culturally. So check that out again. That's the 22nd through the 23rd. She's Beautiful When She's Angry. At the Multiplex, The Gunman, which stars Sean Penn and Javier Bardem, opens up. Lots of TV ads on that, so you can make your judgments on that based on the reviews.
Where is Sean Penn been? He's suddenly back in a movie. Is he done in Haiti, I guess?
Working the philanthropic work that he's doing there. Yeah, I suppose so. He's a movie star that can kind of do what he wants.
Got to make money somehow, I guess.
He hasn't written me to tell me his specific schedule.
You let me know when you talk to him
I will. And then the Divergent series, Insurgents, continues. This is Shailene Woodley and Theo James. So that series continues and opens this Friday. We've got the Palestinian Film Festival, yet another film festival that plays in and around the University of Michigan campus and at the Michigan Theater, and it opens tonight with the screening of Ishmael and Mars at sunrise. You can get a full list of the Palestinian Film Festival program at the Michigan Theater website, mishtheater.org. The Road to Fame is a film that's sponsored by the Confucius Institute of the University of Michigan, and it's a film about the making of the first Chinese Broadway production of the musical Fame, which was based on a movie to start out with. And that's going to play on Friday, tomorrow, at 2 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. And then our Nam Center of Korean Studies series continues with The Admiral's Roaring Current. And it's about a 16th century naval battle that took place, a fascinating piece of Korean history. That film will be shown at 2 o'clock on Saturday, March 21st. The noir film at the Michigan Theater on Monday, the day before the Ann Arbor Film Festival, is They Live by Night, and it's Nicholas Ray's first feature. It stars Farley Granger and Kathy O'Donnell. And that's all in addition to the Ann Arbor Film Festival, a great tradition in our part of the world that opens up on Tuesday. And Leslie Raymond is in her second year as the director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. She is a filmmaker in her own right. She's done a wonderful job getting the film festival up and running these last 2 years. And there are lots of wonderful special programs and a great history that's being celebrated this year. It's the 53rd Ann Arbor Film Festival, a great experimental film festival. And tell us a little bit about the founder, who's being especially celebrated this year.
Yes, that's right, Russ. So George Manupelli, who was an artist and founder of the film festival in 1963, passed away in September of 2014. So we're taking that up and dedicating the festival to him this year. All of the graphic design is pulled from his style and some of his materials. Not only did he make films, but he was a painter and a collage artist and a sculptor. He was teaching at the University of Michigan at the time in the what was the art department, and he was wanted to teach his art students how to make films. And he did get a lot of pushback from the administration, but eventually he did teach his class. He was also collaborating with some other local artists in Ann Arbor, some architects, some avant-garde musicians. They were doing these multimedia performances.
The Once Festival, the legendary Once Festival.
Legendary Once Festival and the Once Group. And so and I think there was a lot of creative energy that was stirred up at that time. I mean, not only with Once, but just in the general sociocultural fabric of the early 60s. And so the Ann Arbor Film Festival grew out of that, and we really embraced that as a big part of our history.
It tapped into and was a former of a huge movement of film that took place at that time. George Mangiapelli was right on the edge. Andy Warhol picked up that kind of aesthetic.
That's right.
In New York.
And Mangiapelli brought Warhol and the exploding plastic inevitable to perform at the Ann Arbor Film Festival. And that was basically, some of the Velvet Underground who were performing, and Warhol would do multiple film projections and create a whole environment. And Mangiapelli brought him.
And you can still see that in the film fest today, that it's about performance art or film as performance art as much as anything else. It's not just straight, let's watch these films. There's a lot of great artistic integrity in the film festival. So that's great that you're still honoring him in that way, 53 years in.
That's right. And I do want to point out we're going to have an exhibit of Mangiapelli's 2D and 3D work in the festival, in the Michigan Theater's lobby. And on the Sunday of the festival, we've got a tribute to George at 2:45 in the afternoon. This is a free event. We will be showing one of his films that closed the 12th Ann Arbor Film Festival in, I believe, 73. And that film was called Portraits, Self-Portraits, and Still Lives, with a special reference to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, or this is not Auf Wiedersehen, but Goodbye. And there was an original...
That was the abbreviated title.
Yeah, I did leave a couple things out there. But David Rosenboom, who is an acclaimed avant-garde musician, did the original score to this film. And he's going to be coming from Los Angeles and doing a live accompaniment at the tribute. And we also have some other folks who are coming out to pay tribute, who worked with and collaborated with George around the film festival especially. Maybe one of the most well-known is Pat Olesko, the acclaimed performance artist. And in
She's featured on a lot of historic Ann Arbor Film Festival mm-hmm. posters.
That's right.
And is a very well-known New York artist.
That's
so
right.
That's really special.
She did sort of, I think, get some of her start at the festival performing. She was a student of George's. He likes to tell the story about the year that she came dressed as a giant penis. Can I say that?
Oh, absolutely.
She sat in the audience, and George likes to say, and pardon my language, but she would rise to the occasion.
Mm. So. As would happen from time to time. The the festival kicks off on Tuesday, and if you're new to experimental film, that may be the best day to go to the festival. What's happening on Tuesday?
That's right. Well, we start out with a reception from 6 to 8. It's just a big party. We have several hundred people come and join us for cocktails, beer, wine, refreshments, all kinds of food that has been supplied by our wonderful community. At 8 o'clock, the first screening kicks off, and we have a great program of avant-garde experimental films, some documentary shorts, a little bit of animation, some short narratives as well. I do want to call attention to some local makers, Terry Saris and Frank Paul, who are going to have the world premiere of their film, Ziegler. So please come and check that out and support Terry and Frank.
And if you haven't been to the Michigan Theater during the Ann Arbor Film Festival, there's always wonderful and creative decorations that are taking place. And there's installations of artwork, moving image artwork in the lobby.
We will be premiering the installation of Reynold Reynolds, who was a... Stamp School Artist in Residence with the WIT Residence Program there back in the fall. And so we'll be showing his new piece, 2 Part 7. which will have a video projection and a video monitor, and this really beautiful floor that he's going to install that he built out of old record album covers.
And the great thing about a festival, and whether it's the Ann Arbor Film Festival or the Freep Festival or the Palestinian Festival or Cinetopia or Sundance or Tribeca or South by Southwest, which just wrapped up, is to take out time and just set aside an hour or two or 10 or 3 days to go hang out at the festival, because you never know what you're going to see. And in the case of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, it's frequently a lot of short programs, so films that can last a minute or 10 minutes or 35 minutes, documentary films, animated films. A lot of the films that are nominated are quite frequently films that are nominated for the best animated film, the best animated short films play.
That's right. We're an Academy Award qualifying festival. So if you win the best animated in our festival, then you can go on to the Academy Awards.
And that's true for the short narrative films. But there's also a lot of films. So you might go walk into at any film festival, you might walk in and you go, you know, this film, I thought I was going to like it, and it's just not turning out the way I want it. You can stick it out and see what the artist has to say, or you can head out to the lobby, get yourself a beverage, and then go back in for the next one. And that's one of the really great things. It's discovery is what I think is the most outstanding thing about any film festival, but that's particularly true of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So what's happening Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the rest of the week? And the week always wraps up with a very interesting program of highlights and best, but that may not be the best way to go sometimes. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday programs I find to be completely fascinating. Yeah. And they start early in the day frequently.
They do, and it's really chock full. I will say we have award money that we give away, about $22,000 this year, and we start off each day with a program by the jurors. So we'll have a juror each day at about 12 o'clock giving a free program of their own work. Some highlights on Wednesday I want to call attention to The Computer Age. It's back-to-back screenings of early computer movies, 1952 to 1987. And artists were making films with computers as early as the early 50s. So I'm really excited about those programs. They were curated by Leo Goldsmith and the other fellow... Gregory Zinman, Leo Goldsmith and Gregory Zinman, and I believe these programs were first shown at the in New York City at the Museum of Moving Image. Do check out these programs of shorts. It's a very rare opportunity to see them. I will also say that accompanying those is our Saturday night midnight movie at the State, and it's Tron. So another early computer movie. Interestingly, that film made so many inroads into digital effects, but at the time, I think it was disqualified from an Academy Award because they said it was made in digital.
They cheated. They cheated.
That was not fair.
Well, we got a little less than a minute to go. What are some? I know you've got Haxan coming up.
That's
with a
right.
Very avant-garde score, but it's an old classic silent film.
That's right. And Demdike Stare from the UK, from Manchester, an electronic duo, are going to be accompanying that. I want to call attention to Thursday night, Out Night Films in Competition. We move back to Thursday. Jennifer Reeder's Blood Below the Skin is going to be having its North American premiere. And let's see, Friday night, the ever-popular Animated Films in Competition. We definitely want to make sure you check that out. And the Saturday morning, Films in Competition for ages 6 and up.
All right, I'm going to make an executive decision. We're going to go 1 minute more. We're going to walk right into NPR News here because I wanted you to talk up just a little bit about what goes into making this film festival happen. It is a ton of work. I mean, you mentioned before we went on the air, it takes the whole year.
It does.
So tell us just, you know, give me 30 seconds on the amount of people and the amount of time and the amount of entries you get to make this whole thing happen.
Well, we get about, this year we had 3,200 entries. We have a battalion of 30 to 40 people who watch and rank and discuss all of that work. We pass that up.
All volunteers.
All volunteers, that's right. We've got 3 full-time staff, but, you know, we pull people in starting in January, and you know, is a very, you know, intense little machine that we run here.
And it's a world-class festival, so never experienced it is well worth the effort to see just even one piece of it or experience as much of it as you possibly can. You guys should have concierge service, shuttle people around to pick on their interests. Thanks for joining us this morning. That was Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.